I'm just going to correct something I said before. It wasn't $3 billion. It's actually $300 million worth of stock voting against. It still is substantial in terms of percentage. I'm wondering if the issue here is the strike price, that last year when the stock was up north of 30 bucks, there was no suggestion to issue stock instead of cash. Stocks tanked, what, 70, 50, 60, 70% in the last year, and suddenly we've got a bit of a financing issue. We're talking to our banks, and we're conserving some cash by issuing our staff scrip instead of cash, and the price we've come up with is $12.82, which is actually less than the $13.65 price for the recent institutional placement. So if I was an institution who'd taken that stock at $13.65, I wouldn't be too happy suddenly seeing the staff getting stock at $12.82, just as I wasn't happy that the small shareholders weren't offered a chance to get the stock at $13.65, let alone $12.82. So I think I'll ask the question, two questions. How did you come across such a relatively low strike price of $12.82, and how much cash has this change of policy saved us?
Well, the strike price was based on the book build price when the book build was held following the announcement of our annual results. That's the way we do it every year. I think to depart from that would have looked anomalous, and almost certainly we would have been criticised for having done it. So I think it was far better to stick to the tried and trusted established methodology and policy. I forget what the second part of the question was.
The net cash difference was about, because we did buy shares in the market for these share awards, was about $100 million.